Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts, Brookfield, and Tom is our first reader.
Okay, this is a they were incorporated in 94, opened the doors in 2002 in the greater Milwaukee community. It's near beautiful Mitchell Park, which I know nothing about, but I'll take them at their word. It's a cultural center in the greater Milwaukee community, according to their application, serving more than 10,000 students, participating in some of their different programs throughout the year. They show, artists of 252, students of 27,000, and then children of 6,100 through the year. They have a 20-member board of directors. They meet every other month. They've got subcommittees that help with the organization. They program local and touring and local arts groups. They have 30 main stage performances, 6 outdoor summer concert series, special events. They've got a holiday concert. Sounds like they have a national guitar kind of festival that brings people from all over the country as well as outside the United States. They have a program called Beyond the Classroom with activities at partnering schools, Brookfield and in Milwaukee. They also host art exhibits in their art gallery. They have individual art classes that fluctuate between 65 to 72, including a couple of summer art camps. They talk about their efforts to broaden and diversify participation, grow their corporate scholarships and grants to provide students from those areas that have lower access to provide them with the opportunity to be there. A couple of cultural events, something on the Ghanaian artist, Frankie Tanky, and maybe that was two different people, and they also had an example of and the impact they made about a dance company. Someone from Momix, a dancer with a company, that had an impact on a girl who was reluctant to become involved because the narrative here was a little heavy set, but talked about the positive impact that had. And then also a narrative about the Gula culture. Someone came in and did talking about symbols in African art and other things about and the like. They have a strategic plan that's reviewed every 5 years. They list some broad goals to reach a broad cross-section of the community, provide rich and diverse experiences, inspire students, and let's see, they do have some outcome and interview method criteria for evaluating that by the MPS Partnership and the Arts for the Wilson Center. And in looking at their, something about their planning. I just noticed that they talk about partnerships will be conducted, or a survey will be mailed, follow-up meetings and discussions will be held. And I'm not sure if that's something for the future or if that's just generally what they apply to it as they go along. Their summary of their balance sheets has been in the plus. For the last 2 years, they did have a minus $400,000 deficit back in 2017. They have 20 people on their board of directors and a paid staff of 18 people. I looked at their season brochure, and it seems to be a lot of pop culture, tribute bands, not much, along the way of symphony and classical kinds of art music and stuff like that. And somewhere along the process, not with this group in particular, but I started thinking a lot of these groups are putting on a schedule of, like nightclub kinds of acts, more heavy on the entertainment and not so sure how educational or focused it is on, developing a culture or educating people about different cultures and styles. I looked at their marketing plan. I thought it was kind of generic, but it is a busy enterprise and seems to be serving quite a few people.
So I'm second up on this one. So for an organization that does less than 50% of their work as arts education, I found that a majority of their narrative focused on arts education. so maybe they just need to review what percentage of their stuff that is, just for accuracy. I thought their programming was okay. I'd love to see, their brochures are lovely, so I'd love to see a little more cultural diversity in their programming. They have that opportunity. Their marketing plan was a little light on details. It was more of a set of goals, not a plan. My biggest concern for them came from budget items. The $400,000 shortfall was not addressed. And they have annual payment on a long-term debt, and it shows 4 years remaining, $75,000, $77,000, $80,000, and then $1 million payment due in 2022. There's a huge jump in the annual expenditure. Perhaps they'll refinance that debt before they get to that point, but it would be nice to see them address how they're dealing with that on a long-term basis, because that's significant. Regarding their outcomes, their evaluations, I could use more information about actual outcomes. They've provided some anecdotal, you know, storytelling in the narrative. You know, they gave us two stories to talk about their impact. I think some more detail would be useful. They have a large board with a meeting schedule they provided, but no real information about what the responsibilities are. So maybe they're strictly a fundraising board, but that would be helpful. Those are the majority of my notes.
I'm just going to, excuse me, just jump in and add the notes here that I made in my first review is too. I said, what local art groups are they connected with? How is programming determined? Why is the Beyond the Classroom necessarily the most impactful? Just for some of the kind of same lacking of details you mentioned.
Right. It's a somewhat compelling proposal, but it's missing detail.
I noticed that one of the staff they listed, they had 18 staff list, including Lynn Lucius as a programming consultant. But they would list a consultant as a staff person.
Right, and I wonder if they'll keep her on. They have a new executive director who has a very strong programming point of view, and I don't know. I'm curious to see if they'll continue to work with a consultant.
Yeah, perhaps it was a transitional thing, because I know Lynn just left that position not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
As noted, I kind of got stuck in the weeds with the financials on this, too.
Right.
I didn't have the information I was looking for.
I wanted to hear more about if they succeeded in collaborating with this Guitars for Vets program, because they have this huge guitar festival for 3 days, and they mentioned that, but there wasn't any further information about whether they were able to collaborate or not.
And that's a fascinating program, Guitars for Vets. We became familiar with it in our own facility because we worked with Billy Bragg. And so I would also like to know more about how they interacted and how successful that interaction was.
Under the 2-minute mark. Any more comments?
I have a question, but did everybody have a chance to share what they wanted to at this point?
Yes.
Okay. You said that the financials didn't give you what you needed. So what more did you need? Was there something that we asked for that they didn't supply, or did we not ask for? What helped me understand that piece a little bit more?
From my point of view, they have a pending enormous payment on a debt, and I would like to see
how they're going to address that.
So
okay.
It's in the future. They're running in the black.
Okay.
So I think letter of the law, they followed it. But knowing that that's out there gives me some concern for their solvency.
Got it. David?
I found the 990s, actually, they submitted 4 separate sheets on it. But it was all segments of the same document. And there was no cover went with it that I saw.
So it was an incomplete 990.
They called it signature page.
Right.
Yeah, they broke the 990 upload into four documents.
None of which was the cover page?
Fileable form. So the cover page is there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the second page of the first document. There's the cover page.
Okay. I hit submit on it, so I don't have it.
Got it. Okay. All right.